My name is Jason Sawyer. I'm the Deputy Chief of Special Operations Bureau. Tonight, especially for the families, if you've never been here before, get ready for a lot of nice stuff. You're going to see a whole lot of really wonderful attendees that are all here for you. Before we get into some of the attendees, we have some opening remarks from the Mayor of San Francisco, Mr. Daniel Lurie. Mr. Mayor.
It's really an honor to be with all of you. It's great to have so many of you here to celebrate and honor your fellow officers. But before we begin, I want to acknowledge the tragic shooting in New York City on Monday, and specifically NYPD Officer Islam, who we lost that day. Every day, every single day, you all put on your uniforms and commit yourselves to the safety of others. Our entire city is grateful for that commitment and for your work. Our Officer of the Month ceremony is our chance to recognize SFPD and officers who have exemplified true bravery and dedication to their jobs. Our officers take on difficult and sometimes dangerous situations to help keep our communities safe. And while today we get to honor six outstanding officers, I know they represent so many others who show up with the same commitment and courage every single day. First, I would like to recognize Officer Kevin Zhang and Connor Mallon. Officer Zhang was born and raised right here in San Francisco, attended Galileo High School, and graduated from SF State. In 2015, he graduated from the SFPD Academy, and he is currently assigned at Terravelle Station. Officer Connor Mallon is from Northern Ireland and came to San Francisco in 2018, where his aunt served in the SF Fire Department for nearly 30 years. He started his own business here, but duty and purpose found him joining the SFPD in January 2024. While he may be new to the force, he, along with Officer Zhang, demonstrated excellence in the line of duty. They were assigned to the DMAC area, and when a witness who did not speak English came over to them seeking help, their instincts kicked in. They tracked down a suspect on foot, returned stolen goods to the victim, and detained an armed suspect. Thank you both. The next officer I want to recognize calls himself the Gazelle. Officer Salar Nadiri, born in San Francisco, he gets his nickname. I think you gave yourself the nickname. He got his nickname for his running form. He's worked across our city, in the Mission, Central Station, the Bayview, and the Tenderloin, as a plainclothes officer, field training officer, and hostage negotiator. Officer Nadiri has done it all for our city. Officer Christopher Barajas was born and raised in San Francisco and attended Reardon High School. He joined SFPD in 2018 after working in the information technology industry. He has competed in martial arts tournaments and recently fought and won, and I was there, his boxing match at Fight in the Fog. He has worked at Central, Mission, and Tenderloin stations in the street crime plainclothes unit. Thank you, Officer Barajas. Officer Barajas and Officer Nadiri were working in the Tenderloin when they heard gunshots. 30 seconds later, they were on the scene, identified a gunshot wound victim, and tracked down the suspect in a car. These officers helped those who were injured, found the suspect, and worked with their SFPD colleagues to ensure everyone's safety. Thank you, Officers Barajas and Nadiri. Your quick thinking and action are exactly what San Franciscans need from their police officers, and you delivered. The next two officers both work in the Real-Time Investigation Center, RTIC. Officer Brett Montague, son of legendary Major League Baseball umpire Ed Montague. I know. I thought that someone just went, oh, boy. I remember your father's calls not always going our Giants' way. That's okay. You joined the San Francisco Police Department in 2015 and spent his career at Northern, Central, and Richmond stations before returning to Central, where he found his calling on the plainclothes team. Officer Michael Grande joined the police force. Grande. I was right the first time. Sorry, officer. Officer Grande joined the police force in 2005, working for 15 years at Northern Station, where he worked patrol and developed his skills in video retrieval. He now works at the Real-Time Investigation Center. When Officer Grande has said that this work was a team effort, we are here to recognize the important work that he and Officer Montague did at Arctic. They saw a robbery, reviewed footage, disseminated the information to officers on the ground, and helped apprehend the suspects as they were committing a second robbery. Officers Grande and Montague, your quick thinking helps San Franciscans stay safe. Arctic is a valuable asset for our police department, and your work is one reason why our crime rates continue to fall. Thank you very much. As mayor of San Francisco, I'd like to thank all of you here, every single one of you here, for your devotion to making our city a safer place for all. And a specific thank you to our public safety heads, Police Chief Paul Yep, District Attorney Brooke Jenkins, Fire Chief Dean Crispin, Sheriff Paul Miyamoto, and Director of Emergency Management Mary Ellen Carroll. I want to thank you all for your commitment to keeping our city safe. At each new academy class that I've spoken to, the leadership has reiterated time and again. They've said this verbatim. Each officer represents the entire SFPD. And more importantly, you all represent us here in San Francisco. To our officers of the month, you all represent what is the best of San Francisco. We could not be more grateful, more proud to have you all on the police force. Congratulations to the six of you, but most importantly, thank you to all of you for your service to our city.
All right, thank you for the very kind words, Mayor. Next speaker up is Interim Police Chief Paul Yep.
Thank you, Chief Sawyer. Thank you, Mayor Lurie. If traffic is an indicator of the city's recovery, we're doing really, really well. So sorry, everybody. A couple minutes late. Anyway, wow, I've been to a few of these since I got back to City Hall or back to the city, working for the city of San Francisco. This is the best, largest crowd I've seen. So I want to congratulate you for being here and for celebrating this great event. So thank you. I want to talk about morale in this police department, and I am inspired by what I'm seeing here today. I want to thank the mayor personally. He has supported this police department through his campaign. He supports us now. I think the turnout today is a testament to what you're doing. It's also a testament to our city leaders. I see our Board of Supervisors president here. Supervisor Mahmood also, thank you for being here. Even the fire chief is here. Our commissioners are here. Community members are here. And I got to tell you, the support that you give us is why our morale is great. So thank you for being here. This is to you. This is my cheers to you. So I am proud of this department. I'm proud of the work that you do. I'm proud to represent this city. I'm proud of this command staff that leads our department forward. Listen. You guys, all of us, got us through the Chinese New Year parade, safest parade ever. I see retired Chief, Assistant Chief David Lazar, you kind of spearheaded that, so thank you for that. We did great through the NBA All-Star Game. We protected the city through many, many protests. some that went a little sideways, but we did our best, and we did what we could to keep the city safe, so I'm very proud of the work there. We got through 4th of July with minimal arrests, minimal injuries to our citizens, and it was a great festive event for all the people that went down to the wharf, watched fireworks, had a great time in San Francisco. We got through the hill bomb this year with no hill bomb. Yeah, thank you, Supervisor. We had a couple words about that. Hey, crime is 28% down. That's due to everyone in this room that's here today. Mayor, I think we're going to need a bigger balcony at some point if this continues. And that's it. That's all I have to say. So I'm just proud to be your interim police chief. Thank you for having me. Proud of this department, proud of all the department members here. I'm starting to sound like a broken record, but listen, now to the speech. Our dedicated officers are always working hard to keep our community safe and are prepared to respond to emergencies and crimes in progress throughout the city. Their tenacity, diligence, and professionalism to keep our city safe does not go unnoticed as we are here today. We are truly honored as a city and a department to have these tremendous officers. I know the mayor just read your names and did you justice, but I'm just going to read them again because I want to hear them again. So Officer Kevin Zhang from Terrebonne Station, Officer Connor Malan from Terrebonne Station, Connor Malan, Officer Christopher Barajas from Tenderloin Station, Officer Salar Nadiri from Tenderloin Station, Officer Michael Grande from the Arctic, and Officer Brett Montague from Central Station. Here's to you. Thank you. Okay, I took my 5 minutes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chief Yep. All right, our next speaker is Officer Louis Wong from the President of the POA.
This is why I didn't want to bat third. They took all of my notes away from me. It's like batting behind Willie Mays and Barry Bonds. So, I am Louis Wong. I'm the new president of the Police Officers Association. Like the mayor, I want to also give my condolences to other officers that died in the line of duty. Parole Agent Joshua Byrd, Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Detective Joshua Kelly Eklud, Victor Lemus, and William Osborne. I also would like to thank everyone in the back row who is our sponsors. Without you guys, there would be no award ceremony here, so thank you for you guys. Thank you for recognizing the talents of these officers, as well as everyone here. We appreciate that. To Mayor Lurie, thank you for your commitment to public safety. Your caringness for the citizens of this city and who come and visit the city. Today we are better than we were 7 months ago. I know that from being on the streets. Like Chief Yip said, it's evident by the 20% the crime rate being down. It's evident by people who still call me. He said, hey, we want to book venues like fancy food, like the auto show, like the dental convention. They want to come back. So thank you for everything you've done for us so far. Thank you. All right, to the families of the award recipients, please stand up.
Please.
Please stand up. Yes, here we go. Thank you for allowing them to come to work. Thank you for allowing them to miss the 4th of July picnics, celebrating Thanksgiving dinners at an unusual time, like during the day, so they can come to work at night and protect the city. We thank you. You guys are truly the heroes. Thank you. To the six officers, I won't say your name again. I don't want to be repetitious, but you guys are truly, today, you're the best of the best. You really are. And I am biased, but the women and men of San Francisco Police Department are the best. Each and every one of them standing over there have professionalism, integrity, and most of all, human kindness that we're lacking in this world. San Francisco, you guys should be happy. You should be happy that these people are really the guardians of the city. And thank you for having me speak in my first time here. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Louie. Okay, to the officers and to the families, I'm not sure if it's sinking in yet, but what a big deal this is if you start to look at the award-winning speakers you've had ahead of you. Look at all the cast that turn out for you. It's quite an honor, and I'm really also impressed by a lot of the officers from the stations that have turned out. So one of the things that Louis talked about was some of the sponsors, and I do feel obligated to just give me just a second to read the list of the sponsors because none of this is possible without them. Thanks to BXP, Steve Colvin, Rod Deal, retired Chief Greg Sir, John Loftus, retired Deputy Chief, the SFPOA, Hyatt Regency San Francisco, Hearst Corporation, McCall's Catering and Events, Decker Electric, GCI Incorporated, HOK, Metro Services Group, Paganini Electric, Partnership for San Francisco, JMA Ventures, Rincon Restaurant, Parks Hotel Group, JP Morgan Chase, CBRE, Google, Ground Floor Public Affairs, LAZ Parking, Presidio Bay Ventures, Ripple, Skyline Enterprises, and the supporters, BOMA, the Hotel Council, Union Square Alliance, Neighbors for a Better San Francisco, and the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce. Thank you. And by chance, is Greg Sir, are you around? There you are. Thank you. I know we've talked about this many times, and I know very well that you are the horsepower behind this event. And we've talked offline about how important it is that the officers get recognized, and there's not enough platforms to recognize everybody. We have a large Medal of Valor ceremony. Not everything makes that. But one of the things that we've seen the value of these type of ceremonies is for both the families and the public just to see the things that don't make the media a lot, so you get an idea of what happens every single day and night while we're sleeping, while we're working, whatever. You get to get a glimpse of what the officers do. We have a video wizard named Evan Borders who puts together basically a video montage, and is going to take you on quite a journey of what's happened. So with that, I want to get on to what you came for, which is the presentations. And like I say, buckle up because you're about to take a couple quick great journeys. So if I could please have from Terrebell Station, Captain Clayton Harmston and officers Kevin Zhang and Connor Mallon up to the stage, please.
So I'd just like to introduce Terrebell's excellent officers here. They really exemplify all the hard work that we do out in the Terrebell. Officer Zhang and Officer Mallon. On March 16th, 2025, Officers Mallon and Zhang were assigned to DMAC on the 1100 block of Market Street. They were flagged down by a Spanish-speaking victim who was pointing at three other males walking towards McAllister Street. Although neither Officer Mallon nor Officer Zhang spoke Spanish, they were able to ascertain that something was amiss by the witnesses' frantic hand gestures. Officer Mallon and Zhang approached the three suspects on foot and ordered them to stop. One of the suspects turned around, looked directly at Officer Mallon, and started to run off. After a short foot pursuit, Officer Mallon and Zhang were able to detain the suspect and found that they were in possession of a firearm with an extended magazine with 17 rounds and one round in the chamber.
You got any weapons on you, man?
Yes.
Where?
In front.
What kind of weapon?
What kind of weapon?
With the help of a translator, Officer Mallon and Zhang were able to deduce that the victim was walking from a bar to their residence and was approached by the subject, who demanded a satchel that was hanging from around the victim's neck. The subject attempted to pull the victim's satchel off the victim's neck. The victim resisted as the subject pulled the satchel away from the victim, with the victim being punched once and falling to the ground during the robbery. These officers should be commended for their quick response and thorough investigation. The officers were able to thwart a robbery in progress, arrest an armed and dangerous suspect, and retrieve the victim's stolen satchel.
Great work, gentlemen. All right, next from Tenderloin Station, if I can get Captain Matt Sullivan and Officer Christopher Barajas and Salar Nadiri, please.
So you're probably going to see a very heroic video, and you have these two officers running toward gunshots. But this 30-second clip does not do these officers justice for what they bring to Tenderloin Station and the district. I think it's evident. You could see what you guys and how well-respected you guys are with everyone that showed up. So Tenderloin, can everyone raise their hand who works at Tenderloin? Let's give it up for Tenderloin. So I think we all appreciate everything you two do, and let's get into this video.
On May 24th, 2025, Tenderloin Station officers Barajas and Nadiri were on patrol when they heard three gunshots coming from the area of Ellis Street and Leavenworth Street. They immediately responded to the area and located a victim suffering from a gunshot wound, as well as a witness.
Hey, you all right? SFPD, you all right? What happened? What happened? Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Where'd he go? What? This one right here? Who? Where? Who?
Officer Barajas obtained critical information from the victim and witness, who identified the suspect and pointed out that he was sitting in a nearby vehicle.
Get your hands up! Please! Get your hands up! Hands up! Don't move! Hands up!
Officers Barajas and Nadiri quickly approached the vehicle and successfully placed the suspect under arrest.
Bring the cuffs.
During the arrest, they discovered that the suspect had also sustained a gunshot wound.
He's got a gunshot wound there, too.
All right. The officers promptly rendered aid. Officer Nadiri conducted a search of the suspect's vehicle and located a firearm inside.
Boom! All right, we got it.
Officers Barajas and Nadiri demonstrated exceptional courage by responding directly to the sound of gunfire and apprehending an armed and dangerous suspect. Their swift and brave actions helped make the streets of San Francisco a safer place.
All right, nice work. All right, for our last presentation, if I could get from Central Station, Captain Chris Del Gandio and Officer Michael Grande from Arctic and Officer Brett Montague from Central Station.
So I've had the distinct honor and pleasure of working with both these gentlemen over the years. Officer Montague, I think I was your sergeant at Richmond, your lieutenant at Central, and now I'm back at Central again as your captain. You can't seem to get away from me. So, Officer Grande, I was your captain when I was at the Investigations Bureau, and you both are so diligent and care about the cause and the work that you do. It amazes me every day. How you keep your head down, do the work, and make San Francisco a safer place. So thank you for what you do. I'm very proud of you. And we're going to see an example of that in this video. On Tuesday, June 10th, 2025, Officer Montague, assigned to the Central Station Street Crimes Unit, was assigned to a citywide robbery and auto burglary suppression operation and was alerted to a street robbery that had just occurred in the Tenderloin. Officer Grande from the Real-Time Investigation Center, or ARTIC, had also just sent out a department-wide email with photographs of the suspect involved in that robbery. Later that day, while patrolling an area that's frequented by criminals known as fences, or those who buy stolen goods from other criminals, Officer Montague observed two of the suspects from the photographs sent by Grande walking in the area near where the robbery occurred. Officer Montague immediately broadcast his observations via radio to the rest of the officers and ARTIC members assigned to this operation. As Officer Montague was surveilling the suspects, he observed them commit yet another robbery by assaulting an elderly victim and taking his cash. Officer Montague put out the unfolding events on the radio, and the responding officers then ultimately placed the suspects under arrest as they attempted to flee. The diligent work by Officer Montague and Grande to detain two individuals that committed a string of strong-arm robberies within 2 hours exemplifies what SFPD members do on a daily basis to keep our community safe.
I'd like to invite all six officers, the recipients today, back up to the podium, please, all six officers. And I'd like to bring up President Mandelman for a few words and certificates. Thank you. Oh, and the entire Board of Supervisors, Supervisor and Guardio, please. Fire Chief and Police Commissioner.
Thank you, Chief. Yep. Thank you, Mayor Lurie. It is an honor to be here with my colleagues from the Board of Supervisors to thank these officers for your great work. We brought you our Board of Supervisors certificates of honor signed by all of the supervisors. Thank you, Supervisor Guardio and Supervisor Mahmoud, for being here, and thanks to all the folks who helped make this event possible. It's really important to be celebrating the achievements and accomplishments of our officers. We're super grateful for you. And I will now give you certificates. Everybody.
All right, thank you everybody for attending. This is going to conclude our event. We'd like to invite you. We have some refreshments behind us, and there's going to be some quick opportunities for photos with Mayor Lurie and the police chief. Once again, thank you to everybody that came, especially the families. It means a lot to us to watch you attend. Look forward to seeing you again. Thank you very much.